Welcome, everyone. You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 5 for the Rotary Year 2019-2020, November 20th, 2019. This runs about 17 minutes.
Rotarians and friends, I'm Erna Moraine, District 6000 Governor. My year of service as Governor is for the Rotary Year 2019-2020 that began this past July 1st. I want to thank all Rotarians and friends that listened to our first podcast. We're excited to share many of the activities and events that are going on around District 6000.
You're right, Erna. We're excited to welcome Gretchen Nolan, who's the president of the West Liberty Rotary Club, to talk about her Rotary experience, as well as her club's involvement with Rotary Youth Exchange and the ways that their club is supporting their community. Let's hear more from Gretchen.
Friends, we're visiting today with the president of the West Liberty Rotary Club, here in Iowa, Gretchen Nolan. And Gretchen is the current president, as well as being a host family for their Rotary Youth Exchange student that their club is hosting. So Gretchen, welcome to All Around Rotary. We're so glad you're with us today. And I was hoping that maybe you could visit with and share with our listeners how you came to Rotary, how you came into the presidency of your club, and then a little bit about your involvement with the Rotary Youth Exchange program at your club level, and then maybe a little bit about the actual student who is a guest with your family this fall.
Okay. Yeah. No, it sounds exciting. A little about how I got involved in Rotary. I've been in Rotary for 4 years now into our club. And that's mainly because I moved to Iowa, not originally from Iowa itself, but to Iowa 6 years ago. And I was in a organization that was a service club in the state of Illinois for over 15 years. And when I moved here, I didn't have anything. And finally, I'd heard about Rotary here in West Liberty and joined. They do a lot of great things around town with the schools, helping out, the food pantry, the fairgrounds, just a lot of different things around town that they help with. And the way that I became president is I was a newbie and wanting to get involved and had asked around, how do you get involved? How do you get on the board? How can you do more, for your club? And someone said, well, hey, we're looking for a president nominee. And that was, 3 years ago now.
Oh, good for you. Thank you for raising your hand.
It's been good. I've really enjoyed it. I've made it, 4 months now in the presidency role. Been very enjoyable. Brought back a lot of our old traditions that our club had gotten away from that made sense to keep. It's brought more members back. So that's been very enjoyable this year. And something that we've changed a little bit is we don't do meals for our meeting that we meet at 6 o'clock at night, but we also don't meet at the same place all the time necessarily. We've been trying to go into local businesses or meet with other nonprofits or the school, just hearing different organizations of what they're up to locally, of how we can support them or how they've supported us, or somebody went on a major trip and brought this back. It's been interesting on that side to do just something different this year for that.
That sounds like a great idea to get to get Rotary closer into the community. That's a great program you've got.
Yeah. I think it's really helped because it's really gotten our name out as it used to be. I'll be honest, when I first started in Rotary, that our club was known as just that we were check writers in town, that we really didn't know what other organizations did. So that's been part of my goal this year's presidency, is to make sure that people know who we are and we know who they are and how we can work together, for the same cause at times. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, great. So tell me a little bit about your club's involvement with the Rotary Youth Exchange program.
Yep. Our club has hosted multiple years prior to me even being in the club. An outbound and an inbound youth exchange person to come, in and out. I know since I've been here, in the club, we've sent a boy to Austria. And then we've had two inbounds that I helped host twice now. One was from France. We had a girl from France, and then we had a girl from Brazil. And then last year we had an outbound to Japan, which that story was really neat to hear and see because the family that he stayed with, their daughter was actually a inbound host student for our club 20 some years ago. So it was kind of neat to hear that story, and it helped our club feel that, you know, our student was safe over there, and he had someone that could be, you know, another figure over there that could help him out with any questions. And knowing our culture and being able to get them acclimated to that and everything. And so that was exciting to see.
Great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this year we actually have a girl from Japan. I'm actually not one of them that's hosting them. We've had the same family that their son went to Japan last year was our first family. We asked if they would be the host family for our inbound Japan student so that she could get, you know, acclimated and feel, you know, okay getting in, getting the language barrier figured out a little bit. And so she'll change houses here at the end of the month to another actually Rotarian's house. And she's been involved helping us. We help out at a children's festival. She came and helped with that. She came and helped at our barbecue event. She comes to a meeting maybe once a month, but she's been pretty active. She did cross country as a sport this fall, so some of the meets that she was involved in were on our meeting nights, so she couldn't always necessarily come and see us. But we do make sure that, you know, our youth exchange coordinator in town, which are Steve and Anna Hansen, you know, are making sure that they're getting us an update, or if they need anything, you know, we get it taken care of and stuff like that. So, and the host family, you know, has been very welcoming to her. I know they'll probably miss her when they switch houses and stuff, but, you know, they're all local. So,
yeah,
you know, they'll be in contact and stuff. So, yeah, it's been a rewarding time, you know, having the kids come in, being able to welcome them to our community. Our community is very diverse to start with. It's a very heavily populated Latino population, but you don't just have the from Mexico. You've got Puerto Ricans, you've got Guatemalans, Ecuadorians, you've got a few from Colombia, you know, Mexico in two different locations, you know, so you and a couple from Brazil actually now too that live in our community. So you've got a little bit of a, you know, a good cultural difference there on that side of stuff. For when someone comes in as an exchange student, it's not just, as we say, an all-white town that you would think in Iowa, farm town.
That's right.
You
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
And it's a small enough town though that you know you've got corn and beans all around you, getting harvested or planted depending on the season. But you're not that far from the Quad Cities, Iowa City. You know, 2 hours to Des Moines isn't bad for a day trip to go see stuff. So it's a good little location to be in on that set of stuff.
Well, I know that. The West Liberty Club has been very active in the development of our district's overall support of Rotary Youth Exchange, both, as you said, for the inbound students as well as the students we send outbound.
Yes.
And I know that past District Governor Ken Noble has been very instrumental in leading that effort and really taking a personal interest in seeing not only your local club's success with the program, but also at the district level. So I know he's been very involved
oh, yeah.
in that. just a wonderful
yeah.
Rotarian. So, you know, it's great to see that legacy come through. I think he was, I may not be exact about this, but I'm thinking he was like in the mid 90s when he was a
yeah,
district governor.
He was.
And,
yep.
Mm-hmm. And he's still active today. So I think that the students in our Rotary District 6000 area really are the beneficiaries of a well-recognized preparation program for the outbound students as well as the inbound students because there are any number of subsequent activities throughout the school year that the Rotary Youth Exchange Committee at the district level hosts and brings these inbound students together so that they can meet and greet and learn from one another and have common activities. And I think that that is a, that's really a benefit to those students, but I think it's also an opportunity for the, those Rotarians at the district level to find another way to be of service to those kids and really help them spread the good things that Rotary does. So, and I know that, that Ken Noble and his wife have been a big, big part of that as well. Do you have any special projects that your club is undertaking this year? You mentioned your interest in bringing back some old honor traditions, but are there other activities or special projects that you're involved with?
Yeah, a big special project this year with Erna's goal about, you know, feeding, feeding America, feeding the Iowans. My community service grant project this year is helping our local food pantry. We service in West Liberty, Nichols, Natalissa. So there's two other smaller towns that goes into the community school district. So the food pantry services these three towns, and it's probably 4,700 people probably between the three. But we service on a monthly basis at this food pantry about 100 families, and that could be a family of two or a family of 7 to 8 people that come through weekly to get any food necessities that they need, personal hygiene items. So the goal this year for me and was to make sure that we could help support that pantry as well as they do a Christmas box distribution every December. And being able to provide them pretty much this whole entire year free of cost boxes for the project, but also they've never done hygiene items within the actual box or on tables so that people, when they come to get their boxes, come pick up, you know, a toothbrush or a toothpaste or the females with the feminine products. You know, they've never done that option before. So when I wrote the grant, you know, it was about, you know, food insecurity, but it was also about, you know, personal hygiene and healthy lifestyles. Because there's a lot of Latinos in this area that, you know, don't make a lot and they will pay their rent before they'll go get food or personal hygiene items. So the big project itself is really incorporating the hygiene items and getting a lot of stuff either at cost or donations. We've got a few companies, Walmart and Hy-Vee and Oral-B and our county public health department that has helped us with some of these donations too.
Great.
That, you know, it helps lessen the cost that way, builds that relationship that maybe next year we can go back and be able to do the same thing for them, you know, whether it's at the same cost or not, but also making sure that every box has the same cereal, the same potatoes, the same rice, the same peas. When I got involved with the boxes 2 years ago, I found that there wasn't the same consistency in each box with the food. And that really broke my heart to see, like, you're going to give a family of eight only this. Like, I don't, that doesn't fare well with me. So making sure, that's the other thing on our side, is making sure that every single box has the same amount of, you know, products in it so that every box is equal. Everyone's treated equal, you know, and everything like that. So that's probably our big, big project on that side. And then West Liberty is also known for their biannual gala event that we have in the spring. And this year is a year that we have the gala. 2 years ago, we did it in 18, and we partnered up with the local fire department and helped them purchase an ambulance, part of an ambulance, essentially. You know, a good third chunk of the money that they needed was raised through our big fundraising gala event. So we're out right now trying to, you know, talk around the town, promote it on social media about, you know, we're looking for another, you know, partner for this coming year. And so we're hoping that we get somebody good again and be able to raise, you know, we raised close to $40,000 for the fire department last, you know, the last time we did one. So we're looking forward to that coming up in May of 2020. But we usually start working on that, you know, in November and December, announcing, you know, that, hey, we need a partner who wants to partner with us and who's really got the best project around. And we take applications and we have a committee that looks at the applications and then they bring it to our board, and our board and membership votes on, you know, what organization that we're going to partner with. And then it, you know, gets planned for 3 months and then it happens in May. And it's a lot of fun. And it's good to see that, you know, all these people come together to raise that money for that good cause that's needed, you know. So those are probably the two big things for the year.
As I hear you visit about that and the success that you've had in the community, I can only think back to, you know, the Rotary theme this year with Rotary International's President Mark Maloney is Rotary connects the world.
Right.
And I, as you were talking about that, I thought, what better example than right there in West Liberty, talking about the way that you've integrated your club into the community and the wonderful support that you're giving to the food bank, and then this wonderful expression of community support from your gala. Wow, that's Rotary in motion, and that's really connecting, you know, the world that is West Liberty and that community. And I just think that's a great, great example. So I hope our listeners can appreciate
definitely.
That and would take inspiration from the enthusiasm and the dedication that you and your club have to the goals of Rotary and really making a difference in the world. So, friends, we have been visiting with President of the West Liberty, Iowa Rotary Club, Gretchen Nolman, and she's been sharing with us her experiences as being president for the last 4 months and has a few more to go in this Rotary year. But Gretchen, thank you for visiting with us today.
Yeah,
thank you for your dedication to Rotary. Thank you for all the good things that are going on in West Liberty. Continued best wishes for continued success with all of your projects. And as always, we look forward to seeing you around Rotary.